Jim Fried.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And Wanda Miles.
What took you so long?
On 880, The Biz.
All right, we're back, and, people have been asking me how Vivian doing, so I'll give you an update. First of all, for those of you who don't know, my wife Vivian was on dialysis for 4 years. She had kidney disease. She was a model. The folks that were modeling asked her to take a bunch of laxatives and diet pills to yo-yo her weight, and it just got her real in trouble. But I came to her rescue. We went out for 4 years. She was on dialysis every day, and I was out there on the computer looking for a kidney. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, it didn't matter. I was out there everywhere. We had dozens and dozens of people who reached out and were tested. We had dozens and dozens of people who were qualified. In fact, last August, we had 15 people that were all qualified and teed up to give her a kidney, and none of them showed up. We were heartbroken. My wife was getting near the end of her rope. Every day at dialysis, they were needing to revive her. They would chill her blood down to, 40 or 50 degrees. She'd come home. My house would be an ice cube. You'd think I was in Alaska the way I was living. You couldn't even see out of the windows. It was always all fogged up. And then Hurricane Irma hit. Hurricane Irma hit, knocked us out of our home.
Yep.
She didn't understand what was going on. She looked up at me with those big, sick eyes that she had, and she had puffy, and she said, "Please don't let me die." That was her last words that she said in our house before it got totaled. I was lucky enough to get her out of there. I put her in a Cat 5 location near Jackson Memorial Hospital. She was the first person in Miami-Dade County dialyzed after the hurricane. I don't know if she would have made it another couple of hours. She hadn't been dialyzed for 3 days, and she was getting it every day. She was not looking good.
But she's here.
She's here. She made it. So the story goes that in November, right for Thanksgiving, I was told that we were going to go to New York for a kidney transplant. We had a beautiful person who taught Hebrew school up there. He was going to give us a kidney transplant, give us one of his two kidneys in January. But in November, I got a call that my health insurance was going to disallow the approved kidney transplant. Well, I made some phone calls and I fought. And by Wednesday of that week, even though all the doctors had switched their schedules and they were moving the transplant into 2017, which still would have been covered by my insurance relented. They said, "Yes, we already approved it. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you in 2013. I said, "Great." Then on a Monday after Thanksgiving, I got a call from Chaya Lipschitz up in New York.
Chaya.
I had identified her on Facebook. She had placed an ad on Craigslist. The ad on Craigslist had identified a woman who volunteered. That woman was a perfect match for Vivian. There was one problem. She needed a couple of tests, and the hospital was slow on responding to their request for tests. I said, "That's okay. I can take it from here." And I called Vivian's doctor. I said, "Hey, doctor, did you know that we're out of here in 2 weeks if you don't give my wife the kidney transplant in Miami?" He goes, "Well, I didn't know that." I said, "But there's somebody waiting. You need to get her processed." He goes, "Well, I'll call you right back." He never called back. But my wife, she got a call within minutes from her kidney transplant coordinator saying, "Honey, you're not going to New York. You're staying in Miami." Well, it's a beautiful result.
It's a girl.
It was unbelievable. I love that woman. So Vivian got her transplant. It hasn't been all wonderful. She's had a cold for like 3 months. I sit there at a mask and gloves doing her medicines because if I breathe or touch the medicines, it impacts my ability to fight off disease.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you is that I love her. I love her so much. Today, we've been involved in a circumstance. Some people that were close to her created a circumstance that was not palatable for her, but I finally ended it today. It only took me 8 months, but today it's going to end. And Vivian, all that you want you to do now, Vivian, is to think of one word: healthy. Healthy, healthy, healthy. You're going to sleep.
Healthy, healthy, healthy.
Oh, it's going to rain this weekend. I'm going to spoon that girl. I'm going to hold her. I'm going to hug her. I want her to go 100 miles in her recovery. All weekend is just going to be about me rubbing her and telling her how much I love
her.
Play
some music.
I'm going to play great music. We're going to hug.
Get a soundtrack.
We're going to kiss. Oh, we're going to have a great soundtrack to our life. We're going to watch Pretty Woman, because Vivian, the character in Pretty Woman, well, that's my wife. My wife is a pretty woman.
Okay.
I love taking her. I did that once. I took her to Beverly Hills, hired a car, drove up and down.
But you didn't hire her.
I did not hire her.
Okay.
I walked. I allowed her to walk up and down the street. People thought that she was a famous person. They were asking for her autograph. It was great. I stood and had coffee. Of course I had coffee. A block away from her and watched it up and down while she was signing autographs. It was a beautiful thing. She's such a wonderful person, and there's only love in her heart. Love in her heart. And now Now we've been told that her nephew is and wife is going to have a baby. So that's right. We'll be granduncles and grandaunts. I'm really excited. I'm going to send her out there. It'll be her first big trip. The kids are out in Texas. I'm going to send her out to Texas.
When's the baby?
I think it's 4 months.
Okay.
4 months. Hopefully she'll be
four
strong enough.
4 months from now?
From now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 months. Maybe it's 5 months. Hopefully Vivian will be strong enough. But the main thing is that her heart is full of love. Her heart is full of joy. Her numbers are perfect. Her strength isn't there, but she goes to rehab at the University of Miami Sofer Center over there on the highway. So I want to say high five to all the people. Thank you so much to Chelsea and the team over there. I know she's working with Jonathan. They're all great there. AJ, the team is just great over there. Of course, I want to say hey to my guy over there, Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? But Vivian's doing well. So we had a good result at the Miami Transplant Institute. It's a very difficult thing. It's a hard process. They can only test a few people at a time. It's hard to get the right people up there. I was blessed to have an incredible social media effort that generated so many people. They were actually being asked to wait in line and sometimes even turned away. That's okay. Well, they give interviews. So if you don't pass the interview, they're not going to poke you. If they poke you, you don't match, you're not going to keep going forward. But the reality is that because of this process, Vivian got her kidney transplant. The gentleman that was going to donate for Vivian to Vivian in New York, well, he donated anyway. That's a second kidney transplant.
Wow.
And then a third person in our neighborhood in Miami had heard about this, a rabbi's wife, and she went and got a kidney transplant too. So if you're out there and you want to get a kidney, you want to learn more about this, you can email me, Jim at FreedomBusiness. It starts a process. If you're thinking about giving a kid donating a kidney, it takes a lot of education first. Not everybody can do it. In fact, only 10% of the country, 10% of the population of humanity can give a kidney. You got to be basically perfect. They don't want to make a mistake. Because if you give a kidney and then you need a kidney, well, you rock it up to the top of the list. And so does somebody in your immediate family. So all that objections about I'm not giving a kidney because my kid's going to need it, well, that's just an objection. It's not the truth.
Come on. Who's planning for their kid to have a kidney issue?
Well, hopefully nobody. Hopefully you're feeding them right, you're treating them right, and you're full of love.
Fine.
So Vivian's now been eating right. She's having a great recovery. She looks amazing. I've taken her out. I've actually seen the cars stop when we walk around in Miami Beach and her out. My gosh. I kind of pointed out to her. She says that they're looking at me. I said, not really, honey. I don't think
so. They're looking at the both of you and the love just emitting from the air. They can't figure out what it is, but something about those two over there.
I take her to Sephora and I just sit outside. I don't care. Whatever you want, honey. Sephora, I don't care. Want to go to Macy's?
Really?
Want to go to Neiman's?
Can I tag along next time?
Of course. You and Fluffy are always welcome when we go shopping.
When you're in that mood, I should be around.
Well, listen, I even found out the right time to go to Lululemon to pick up all the specials, and I'm not telling about that.
Oh.
That's right. Well, that's what happens when I actually go out and recreate. So what I'd like to just get a point across here is that it's a good thing. It's a real good thing to be in touch with somebody like Vivian. And I was going to talk about it a little bit today in the second half, in the second part of this
program,
this half hour. But we're going to rerun Nikki. I had a couple people email me that they wanted to hear Nikki again. So we're going to run Nikki again so the folks that weren't in the car at the time can hear her. But I do want to talk about one thing that I've been kind of using as my theme. It was my theme at the ICSC. It's my theme in life now, I believe. And that's because what I do is I seek out value system alignment.
Value system alignment.
If you don't value what I value, I don't think we're going to get along in the long term. I don't want to work at a place where they don't have the same set of values that I have.
Not that your values are wrong, just different.
It's different. Look, there's blue and there's red. They
exactly.
have certain values.
It's not bad or good.
It's not good.
Different.
It's not bad. It's what they value. And I'm not saying anybody's good or anybody's bad. I'm just saying we all want to get together and pull together. And if my value system is about positive energy and somebody else's value system is about getting the other guy and crushing the other guy, probably don't want to be a part of that.
Ain't gonna work.
Now, I can get along and get to the same position. I don't need to crush somebody. And that's what it's really all about. So we're going to go to break. Stick with us. We're going to come back with the interview with Nikki Fried again. She's out there campaigning now, so we put her on tape. We'll have another short interview with Nikki Fried, and then Wanda and I will be back to wrap it up. Wanda, take it away.